something and everything. My name is Ezra Hill. My co-host Casey and I are going to be discussing a wide variety of topics from the perspective of two Midwestern middle-aged minds. We're not experts, just everyday ordinary people like you. We hope you might find our podcast inadvertently interesting and informative. Hopefully it'll amount to more than a hill of beans. Okay, guys, so what'd you think of the eclipse?
What eclipse?
The totality. I think you guys already talked about it, but I was not here for that episode.
We did talk about it, and we said that when everything happened and everything came together, it was so dark that people were like running into each other.
We did say that.
That didn't really happen.
No, but it was funny.
I'll tell you somebody.
In our minds, that's what happened.
I'll tell you somebody that almost got run over. When I was looking at the clips, I was in front of Board and Brush with Lauren and some other people. And so I'm looking up at it. It's during the totality.
And it's kind of a ghost town, an old town.
Yeah,
There's nobody there.
It was very quiet and eerie because it's totality. So it's like nighttime right now.
So everyone's looking at the sky.
I don't have the glass on anymore because you don't need them for the totality. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, man, this is cool. This is cool as shit, you know?
Right.
And then all of a sudden I hear this like motor coming like... It's like wah 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 wah, and I'm like, what the hell? And so I'm looking up at it, and then I look down, and there's just like, I don't even know what it's called. Like it's not a trike, but it has three wheels. But the one wheel is in the back, but it's like a car kinda. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what is this?
Okay, so you're saying like, when this happened with the solar eclipse, there was this car and it started like,
So we're sitting on the sidewalk.
Okay.
With people.
And it's like a ghost town.
Well, there was people out on the sidewalks. It was just very quiet.
Not like vehicle, not a lot of cars.
It was extremely quiet because everyone's watching the eclipse.
Right.
And all of a sudden this like car is it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's like coming down the street and I'm like, what? And it's not even a car. Mm-hmm. Oh. It's like this three-wheeled thing. It's got no top on it.
Oh.
But a steering wheel. Mm. And it's like, so
those are called like spiders or something.
Maybe, I don't know. But I look down and then the dude, it's some doucher in like a sunglasses and a hat. And he looks over and he like just floors it. He just burns the rim. It's like,
you know? That's a little weird.
And he kind of fishtails it and he starts heading towards this old man on a bench.
What?
And I'm like, what the hell is happening right now? Because it's totality. It's dark. And this dude's like about ready to lose control. But then he gains control back and drives on down the road after he does a burnout. And Lauren and everybody's kind of looking at each other.
What's going on?
So he clearly didn't care about the eclipse,
it was
right?
Kind of bizarre.
About
it was
everybody sitting outside of these places, and he thought, well, screw the eclipse, I'll give him a show in my car kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, screw it.
Yeah. I don't know who it was.
Good God. Or, well, the other, for those of you who don't know, I have my businesses on Main Street, so there's multiple businesses also on that street. And right next to us, there's an old guy who sells trains, mm-hmm. Who's their one-man show kind of by himself. And then we also look over. And so then there's also a guy who's the window washer, who's this younger kid that comes to all of our stores and tries to wash all of our windows.
Wait, was he washing windows during the eclipse?
Yes. And then the train guy pulls out a little bench and they're sitting there together just watching the eclipse.
You know what?
It was a cute moment for
that was, you know what? And kudos to the window washer because it was like, hey, I want to be outside and I'm going to make money. I'm going to be making money and see the eclipse.
Yeah.
It was pretty
cute. The eclipse was cool. Did you guys experience anything weird that happened after?
Like, what do you mean?
I don't know.
Didn't people think that the world was going to end?
I think some people did. Like, somebody posted on, this should have been an episode of What's Popping in My Social Media, because somebody posted something like, has anyone else experienced anything weird? Like, I've had a headache ever since. And I'm like, what? So I don't. That's what I was asking. It all makes sense now. That's what I was asking. Like, did anyone else experience that?
Anything weird? You know, I don't think so. And if I did, I probably did not retain it because I wasn't applying that it could have been caused from the eclipse. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So maybe I did.
I also heard on the news that right after the eclipse, the most searched out thing on Google was burned retinas and blindness.
That's funny.
So, yeah. So apparently some people didn't follow directions.
Yeah. So right where you're at, Lauren, you're getting married over there, right?
Yes. Yeah. In Old Town Greenwood.
Okay. And it's Folktale, right?
Yes.
I think that place is so pretty.
Yeah.
The property's gorgeous.
Yes. I'm a little nervous about parking for all my guests, mm-hmm. but.
Cause you have a lot of guests.
If you need to start cutting people from the guest list, I'll volunteer.
Actually, I do need 12 people to RSVP now, so thank you for volunteering.
You do?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Only 12?
Well, I might have over-invited from venue capacity.
Are you going to... Can you YouTube it so I can just watch it from home?
Live stream? I could do that for you.
Yeah, let us know if you run out of parking. We'll live stream.
I was hoping you could babysit my dogs during my wedding.
I thought the dogs would be in the wedding.
Yeah, Ezra was going to watch them.
Oh.
And during the wedding?
Yeah, no, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're going to walk him down the aisle.
He's going to have to bring them.
Down the aisle.
Because they're going to need a ride.
Mm-hmm.
Because that'll be
we're going to put him in doggy tuxes.
Hell of course. No, I will not be doing that.
Actually, one time Max told his... Max is my fiance who's very cold and not ever emotional or goes off the keel. He's very straightforward.
Uh-huh.
And one time he told his mom and his sister that he was only getting married at a place that our dog could go, Harry. And I was dying because he never says anything like that ever. And his mom and sister just laid into him. They were going nuts.
So is Harry going to really go?
Well, he can't in the church.
But he could go to the reception?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's why I need Ezra to bring him.
Dude, I can see Harry coming in like a bull in a china shop, man.
There would be tables knocked over.
Tables, drinks, champagne.
He likes to party.
He likes to party.
Somebody would end up getting bit. Probably me.
And he'll probably sniff Casey out. When I stayed over at Lauren's one time, this was during an election kind of thing we were doing. Anyways, Harry stole my bra.
Yeah, he did.
So
he
all like the girls' bra, keep your bras on tight. Secure the girls, ladies. Yeah, so let me ask you this. Do you think that you are a bridezilla or a chizilla?
Ooh. I'm pretty chill.
Hold on. I know what a bridezilla is. What's a chizilla?
Sorry.
I've never heard of that term. I think Casey made
chillzilla.
It up.
Oh, chillzilla.
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 Hey, do you make that up?
No, I kind of did.
You've heard that from
bridezilla. So listen.
Here,
chillzilla. Yeah, so what do you think? I'm interested to, I don't know yet. We need to hear what's going on with this wedding and figure out by the end of this, is she a bridezilla or a chillzilla?
What would be your initial thoughts?
Are you ready for the test?
Uh-oh.
All right.
What do you guys think?
Well, we don't know. We need to ask you some questions.
Okay. Ready?
I would say, okay, if I had to guess right now, based on what I know so far, you're a bridezilla.
Uh-oh.
Ezra, okay.
Well, okay.
Now let me ask you, what do you think you know?
Well, I've heard a lot about the goings on of the planning and all that stuff. So,
I mean, it's stressful, right?
Oh yeah.
Lauren, do you think it's been stressful? Like what are you feeling planning this wedding?
Now I'm okay because everything's booked, but it is a lot of money. That's essentially going down the drain.
All for one day.
So yeah.
One day.
For one day.
Yeah. And did you guys ever think about, well, maybe we should just elope and go do a destination wedding?
Yeah. Yeah. We thought of both. I think a destination wedding would still be expensive for us. but I feel like I'm going to regret it if I don't have a wedding. Mm. So I just want to do it. And I know it's like a once in a lifetime experience.
I mean, so. For some, it's more than once.
Right. Hopefully it's a once in a lifetime.
You know what experience. I heard? I have heard people that love getting married so much that they get divorced for that reason, just so they can get like married again.
I would say that person is a serious problem.
Are you talking about?
They're addicted to weddings.
Are you talking about bridezillas?
No. So a bridezilla is like, you know, a person that is like so over the top when planning a wedding that they basically are losing their shit.
Yeah, but someone that are you saying people get divorced and get remarried to the same people again?
I don't know.
What are you talking? Did you just make that up?
I just made that up.
Fake news.
I should have known.
Fake news. No, for real. There are people that are married a long time and they stay married and they get remarried on their 10-year, 20-year,
renewing.
Just renewing constantly. Yeah. They love the concept. But then let's talk about, you know.
That sounds like a waste of money.
Right. But then let's talk about J-Lo. Like, she's been married 4 times, Jennifer Lopez.
Only 4? Yeah.
Only 4. And think about what Lauren was saying with the amount of money, you know, how expensive it is.
Is she back with Bennifer? Is she Bennifer now?
Yep. Okay. Is that what it is?
isn't she back with Ben Affleck?
Uh-huh. But is that what they call him now?
Bennifer.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. You're saying it wrong.
I don't think so.
I have no idea. You're asking the wrong girl.
Is it Bennifer?
I remember when she first was with Ben Affleck, everyone called him Bennifer.
Yeah, okay, so then that's probably it. I know they have a nickname. It just sounds weird when you say it.
I think it's Bennifer. She's Bennifer again.
She circled back. It came full circle.
Oh, yeah. J-Lo.
Mm-hmm. So how are you guys handling? I think a lot of people, you know, when I have a, you know, obviously I've been married and gone through the wedding process. And there's a lot of, to me, the stressful part is the, you know, you have his side of the family, your side of the family. You have your guest list that you have to do. You're trying to stay in a certain number. You guys know a lot of people. You got to think about who's going to speak, where are people going to sit? What are we doing for the grandparents? You know, how are you guys, are you talking through keeping things balanced? What do you do? How are you doing with all that situation? And then do you feel like it's stressful with the family?
That's a good question. Yeah, obviously. I think everybody goes through that. I think how we're figuring that out is we're the people who are in our lives are the ones that will be helping us, I guess, essentially with our wedding. So that makes sense. Like the people that we see every day. Mm-hmm. I mean, I obviously literally see you guys more than I see my parents. So that'll kind of play a impact in it too, if that makes sense. But we do have a very large bridal party, both of us.
Oh, how many?
We have 8.
Okay.
So, and then my 2 cousins are ushers. So,
aww.
So
are you doing like the little flower girl or anything?
We are not. We're not actually.
Bypass.
Yeah. Do you want to be a flower
Max
girl?
I thought Max was going to do that.
Ezra would make a great flower girl.
I thought Harry was going to do that.
If the priest would allow him, I would love that. But no. Do you want to be a flower girl, Ezra?
Oh my gosh, the people would be so scared.
This is weird.
Things just got really weird. This is no longer a wedding. It is a circus. Look how cute it's like Ezra all looks.
Formal. It's all formal. And then Ezra goes down and starts throwing flowers. We were like,
who's the ring? Who's the ring bearer?
We don't have that either.
I thought so. Harry and Tark are out.
Correct. I think we're going to try to bring them to our reception though, but they won't be in the ceremony, but, cause we don't have any little kids really in our lives. Like my siblings don't have any kids.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we just didn't do that, but
yeah. Is Max being chill about the, like, is he like helping with the decisions, the colors, you know, is he wanting to play a role in it or are you taking the lead? How's that working?
Well, colors were chosen by my sister because she just picked out the dresses. My sister is my maid of honor. I don't really know what the groomsmen are going to wear yet. Actually, I haven't thought about that. but I get everything approved by him for sure. I think we're both cheap. Mm-hmm. So cheap is always the winner.
Yeah.
So,
you know, my son, my oldest, is getting married this summer, and things change when it's your wedding as opposed to your child's wedding, right?
Right.
Because, you know, something that we were really struggling with is we have this huge family, and, you know, both sides are very large and they're only having like 130 people. So we really had to cut down, and I told them this, you pick your list by the people that are engaged in your life and that will be staying in your life. So that's the only way you can do it. But like, you know, I'm not having a lot of my friends, or Aaron's not having a lot of his friends, or vice versa with the other parents, you know, and we aren't even able to invite the entire family. And it sucks, but it's the reality of weddings. Like,
right. It's everybody. And then what stinks is that if you have a group of friends, I mean, even like our girlfriends, which obviously would all be invited, but when you have a group of friends, you do have to invite everybody. And mm-hmm. then also when you do the plus significant others, I mean, our group of girlfriends doubled from 5 to 10 people.
Right.
Just like that. And mm-hmm. that adds up very quickly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we've definitely put Max and I with, when we did our guest list, we put our friends are first.
Yeah.
And because that's the people that are going to have fun.
Well, and those are the people that are going to be in your lives the rest of your life, not right. your parents' friends.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're priority on the list, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Ezra, how was it when you were doing your wedding, you know, back when you got married, were you super involved, or like, were you a bridezilla?
No, I was not. I wasn't really super involved. I hate to even think about it. It was like a nightmare.
Did you do the church?
Wait, the wedding was?
Yeah, we had a church. We were at St. Patrick. We got married at St. Patrick's. I think it was St. Patrick's.
Which is a Catholic church.
In Fountain Square.
Okay.
Catholic church. I was married in the Catholic church. We had our reception at the Fountain Square Theater in Fountain Square. It was cool. It was a cool wedding.
Did you party?
I partied.
Too hard.
We ended up at Radio at the end of the night, which was a kind of an iconic bar in Fountain Square. It was cool. It was a cool wedding, great venue, really cool night. Unfortunately, my marriage didn't last.
Right.
So it was kind of a waste.
I think, though, what people want to know, since you're Ezra Hill and you dress well and you love your, you know, your style when you want to sport it, what were you wearing?
Well, I had a tuxedo on, but back then I was dirt poor, so I didn't care about fashion much because I just couldn't.
Oh.
I shopped at Walmart.
Yeah. I love Walmart.
You still shop at Walmart?
I still love
Walmart. Not knocking Walmart. Just saying that was like my price Walmart. Range back then.
Now, I don't get clothes from Walmart, but if there was something cute at Walmart while I'm over there getting my donuts or whatever, I'd grab it.
Yeah. Back then I had a tux. I don't even remember what the colors were.
Did you pay for your wedding, or did your parents help, or her parents?
Our parents helped. Yeah. But it was for the time, it was expensive and far more expensive than what we should have been spending, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Did your parents get along with her parents, or did they argue about the wedding?
No, I think they got along fine. I don't remember any issues. I had some of my college buddies were in my brother was my best man, of course, in the wedding. I don't even really remember the bridesmaids. I remember one of my ex-wife's good friends was supposed to be in the wedding, but they got into a fight at the bachelorette party.
Oh no.
So she didn't end up coming. It was.
Oh, what kind of, like, do we know what happened?
I don't even remember.
That would suck, getting a fight like with one of your bridesmaids at the bachelor.
Well,
like,
it would suck
before the wedding.
Honestly,
I've heard of that happening a lot though. Actually.
I mean, it doesn't. Yeah.
Really?
It sucked, but the people involved, it doesn't surprise me.
Oh,
because that's kind of what they did.
I know a girl my age who, same thing, they got in a fight, I think, at the bachelorette party.
And what could you, I mean, it's supposed to be a happy day celebrating getting married. Yeah. What are you fighting about?
I would say young people can be pretty ridiculous. But also there's just individuals, regardless of what age, can be ridiculous no matter what. And there's, I think there's jealousy that plays into it sometimes, where if someone starts getting jealous because they're not getting married, they're not having a wedding, they can maybe cause problems.
Right.
Jealousy is weird, man. And I don't know. It just, when you look at a lot of things, especially on social media, sometimes the way people behave, I feel like jealousy drives a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And it's, I don't know, it's bizarre, and I'm not trying to get off subject, but I don't know if you experience any of that or not.
No, but I think that also plays a part in the wedding, because I think everybody expects it to be the best experience of your life. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think you also think that everybody's going to come and, like, not necessarily help you, but want to be involved with your wedding. And that's not really the case. I mean, people have been nice to me. I don't want to say that I haven't had people that have been nice to me, because that's definitely not the case. But you think it's going to be this picture perfect social media. Oh, my girlfriends are going to, you know, bow down to me for the next year of my engagement. But obviously
that's just not realistic. Yeah.
But when you are on social media, you think you see somebody else and you're like, oh my God, their bridesmaids did this for them.
Yeah.
Or you always compare yourself to other people.
I remember being a bridesmaid in a wedding, and you know how the bride says, hey, you know, do you want to get your hair done? Or I'm going to have people doing hair. Well, I am very weird about my hair. And I don't like to not look like myself, period.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so I basically said, no thanks, I'll do it. And I just remember later on finding out that that was very upsetting, you know. And then I felt bad.
Right.
But, you know,
it's also expensive.
It is expensive. But honestly, I just wanted just to put it up in my little bun with some, you know, normal, I don't know.
Clips.
Yeah. I didn't want some super fancy, you know. I was still going to look, you know, nice, but right. Just sometimes you'll go and they'll do your hair and then you don't even look like yourself.
Right. And you don't like it. That's actually one of my biggest fears about my wedding day, that I'm going to get, because I don't wear any makeup or do anything to myself. And I feel like when I do get my makeup done and stuff, I don't like it. I've never had an experience where I've actually liked it.
Do you think Max will recognize you?
Who is this?
Wait.
Yeah, I think Max will.
Where's my bride?
Wait, this isn't Lauren.
Have you seen?
He'd probably be excited.
I mean, clearly they've been together long enough, right, to where he's seen you at some point with makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has. But
do you think one day you'll get into an argument and be like, the only time you ever fix yourself up was when we were getting married?
Yeah. Probably. That's actually happened. No, I'm just kidding.
Have you guys seen the movie Bridesmaids?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's probably, there's a lot of truth in that.
Is that the movie where they have the same venue, or they booked the same, they both wanted the same thing?
No, it's somebody's getting married, but then isn't there two girls that were kind of competing to be maid of honor or something like that?
Yeah.
And it was just a lot of jealousy.
Oh, and you see that a lot too.
Yeah. That's what I feel like how I picture things going on a lot.
That movie is legit. With that storyline of who are you going to select as your maid of honor? And so say you have five really close girlfriends.
Right.
And they all say, I'm her bestie.
Because remember when they were at the
engagement, you flip a coin?
At the engagement party, the two girls that were trying to be maid of honor were they would each give a speech. And then when one would finish, they'd take the mic back try and talk more.
One upping the other one.
That's funny.
So did you have any issues with that?
Well, mine's my sister, and I only have one sister.
Well, that is perfect.
Yeah.
And then you're off the hook, because nobody would expect anything differently than you to select your only sister.
Right. Yeah.
Do you think there's any kind of competition for what order you stand in up there?
That's so funny that you ask that, because I thought this was going to be a fight with my friends. Actually, I actually did. But we paired them based on the groomsmen as well.
Let me ask you this. Is this true or false? Is the order of the girls up there standing next to you or any wedding party, Casey, mm-hmm. you might know the answers. Is it true you're supposed to order them prettiest to ugliest?
Oh my gosh. Did you say that?
I'm kidding.
Well, I've always
you're kidding.
But wait, hold on. What? Am I wrong, or is that what I notice when I go to weddings?
Oh my goodness!
Are you serious? Have
I've
you?
I've never heard that.
I mean,
one.
Listen.
Just next time you go, to go to your wedding, Lauren.
he's going to be looking to see that order. But you know what? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So I think
I understand that. I'm just saying I'm basing this off of Instagram standards.
That's so funny.
Oh, so you're going not necessarily the weddings you've even been to, just what you see
for real though, weddings I've been to in the past, it always, and I'm probably just totally wrong, but every wedding I go to or I see, it always seems like the girls closest to the bride are the prettiest.
You know,
and then it goes.
I feel like you just need to stop right now because you're going to give people a complex. If there's a girl out there listening to this and she's getting ready to be in a wedding, if she's at the end, she is going to think this.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, that's I'm wrong. Don't listen to me. I was just asking a question. I didn't know
and
if that matters.
Listen, maybe you got some shallow ass friends that I need to talk to that are doing that shit, and that ain't okay.
No, I'm mostly kidding.
That's funny.
Mostly.
He's not kidding.
That's funny.
I just didn't know. I was just making conversation.
I've never thought that, but I have thought that the closer it would be closest to you. I didn't necessarily do it that way. I mean, I sort of did, but not really. We also have couples in our wedding party, so they'll obviously walk together. Like Mac, I have the girl and Max has the guy.
Yeah, because it seems like it goes, you know, really attractive, really attractive.
Oh, you know,
by the time you get to the end, it's the girl that has like a skin rash.
A skin rash?
Not okay.
Or maybe she doesn't get her eyebrows done. Or something.
She's the one who opted no for the hair and makeup.
No. Or maybe she's all natural. She doesn't wear deodorant. Yeah.
Maybe that's it. And the bride is like, I don't want to stand by you.
Yeah. Or maybe she doesn't believe in shaving her legs.
There you go.
I don't think it has anything to do with how pretty.
What about ushers? Do you have ushers for...
Yeah, my two
is
cousins.
That Harry and Tark?
No. No, I wish it was Harry and Tark. No, it's my cousins, Max and Sam, who are like my little brothers. So it kind of just worked out nicely.
So they're like your little brothers. So when I get there, they're going to be like, yo, man, are you for the bride or the groom, dude?
That's exactly how they talk.
Who is walking you down the aisle?
I'm going to be like, where am I supposed to go? And they're going to be like, wherever you want, man. We don't care. We're so wherever. Chill.
Yeah, they're actually going to say that. And they're going to be like, we have vodka shots in our shoes if you want one.
I'm going to be like, I'm here for the bride. And they're going to be like, wait, what?
I'm like, who are you?
Wait, what?
That's funny.
Hey, man, we're gonna smoke some pot later. You want to get in on that?
Oh, my God.
As I'm sitting here listening to this conversation with you, Ezra, right now, I feel like you already did that.
That's funny.
You know how you said you had to rent a porta pot for your wedding?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
There's going to be some pot.
$2,000.
There's going to be some pot getting smoked in the porta
pot. Oh, my God.
That is a...
Do you want to go
that's
smoke
so funny.
A porta pot?
My cousins aren't really big stoners, though.
Well, I was kidding. I wasn't implying that they were.
I mean, they will, but they're not.
Joking.
Yeah, but...
I think it would be hilarious if they were like that, though. Did you invite the mayor of Greenwood?
I did, yeah.
That'd be funny. The mayor shows up and they're like, yo, man, what do you want? Can we help you with something?
Like, I'm here why are you wearing a suit?
You can sit wherever you want, man. I don't care. That's super chill. I'm just here supposed to watch the dog. Oh, yeah. And you're supposed to sign that little book over there.
They're going to, like, steal my card box.
I just ordered a pizza. Will you let me know?
Oh, my God. I can't wait to send this to my cousins. That's funny.
We're going from a classy wedding to a trashy wedding real fast.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you reminds me of, here's a wedding story for you one time. Living here in Old Town Greenwood, when I lived on Broadway Street, there was a house across the street from me that it was, I think it might even been a rental property, a rental house, but someone had got married in the front yard over there across the street from my house, that house. So it doesn't matter where you do it, I guess. You can have weddings wherever. So you could go the cheap route.
Yeah.
I did. Aaron's brother was married in our backyard. And so they had all the chairs delivered, tables.
Yeah.
This was all cleared out. This was like, so it was inside, outside. But it was beautiful. Yeah. They had the flowers done and everything.
Yeah. Well, it's alcohol would be, it's crazy cheaper.
Yeah.
Like 90% cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how many jobs do you guys have to work right now to pay for this?
A lot. Yes.
Most importantly, I think most importantly, what I want to know is it an open bar?
Yes. Of course.
Priorities.
I wouldn't invite people somewhere and there not be an open bar. Let's be realistic. So, yeah. And we are very big drinkers. So.
Oh.
So, yes. Oh, I think they doubled the price on the alcohol package because they know that we drink a lot.
Gonna be a lot of Ubers going out.
Yeah. I will definitely be getting Ubering. An Uber.
Yeah.
I'll probably get dropped, you know, me and Aaron, and then Uber back.
I don't have to, because that's only like 3 blocks from my house. So I can walk home.
You can walk.
Hopefully, yeah. I'll get public intox.
Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be good. No, back to what I was getting on a serious note. Who is walking you down the aisle?
Oh, nobody. I'm walking myself.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is anyone walking you down the aisle?
Who's going to walk me down?
I kind of thought that, and we had talked about that, but I was just making sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm walking myself down the aisle.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you want anyone to walk you down the aisle?
No, I mean, I don't care either way. I don't know. I haven't really thought that far into it. My dad, it's not that I'm not close with him. I mean, I'm definitely not close with him. I'm cool with him. He just is not like really present or around in my life. He also can't walk really, like literally. So, and then my uncle probably would have, but he died.
Yeah.
So
I'm sorry about that.
Thank you.
Yeah. I know how close you guys were.
Yeah. It's crazy. Cause that was the first person we called when we got engaged was my aunt and uncle.
What about your aunt walking you down?
I don't even know if the Catholic Church would allow that.
Yeah.
I
don't see why not. Well, you're not going to be at a Catholic church.
No, we are. We're doing the Catholic
church. Yeah, the wedding's at the Catholic church.
Oh, okay.
And so that's why really she was saying, no, the dogs can't go in and do that.
I kept thinking you're getting married at the venue where you're having the reception as well.
No, that's just the party afterwards, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't think they'll let that happen.
Is it a local church?
St. Joan of Arc, a Catholic church downtown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the church should be like a nice ceremony, and then my reception is going to be a little picnic-y.
I think it's going to be beautiful.
So
my voice keeps going.
I
think
it'll be fun. I mean, it'll be a food truck. It won't be formal, I guess. It'll just be chill. We got a live band, though.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun.
I think the grounds are beautiful. I think the location is beautiful. And I think, you know, it's going to be a great time.
Yeah. I'm not really one for all that fancy, formal stuff anyways. So.
Did you, the band, did you book Ezra and the Meat Sweats?
Did you call the band that he was managing for 2 years that never did one performance?
I kept emailing and they haven't gotten back to me yet.
That band,
so maybe the manager should get back to me.
That band was called Songbird Revolution.
Oh my gosh.
We never played a gig.
that bird never sang.
And then I was like, okay, well, that band's not going to work out, so I'm going to form Ezra and the Meat Sweats.
My band better be good because they are actually more expensive than the caterer.
What band is it?
It's called Blue Water Kings. It's a it's a wedding band. So I think they go and play.
So you're going band, no DJ.
Yeah.
Okay.
No DJ. Yeah.
Do you need me to MC the event?
I do actually, because that would save me $300. So yeah.
Did you hire someone yet?
Well, you have to hire it through the band, but yeah. If you can
MC, I would do it for free.
That would be awesome.
Sweet. You just gotta tell me what to do.
Perfect. All right. You got to get the party started.
Well, yeah, do I have to
it
like...
It should be pretty easy.
Yeah, he's a pro at that.
Do I got to be like, okay, single ladies, get on up here. It's time to catch the bouquet.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
I got to do that.
Ezra, this is going to be good practice for you with her wedding. So that way you can get ready for your next wedding.
Man, I don't know.
You also have to introduce the bridal party too.
Okay.
That would actually help me because I don't think anybody knows how to pronounce Max's last name. So
how do you pronounce it?
Keebler.
Keebler?
He with an H.
Like an elf, like the elf?
Keebler.
Keebler?
Instead of Hubler, Keebler.
Does his dad make cookies?
No.
Okay, it's Keebler.
Yes.
Not Hubler.
Correct.
Keebler.
Yes, which everyone pronounces it Hubler.
Max Keebler.
Yes.
Give it up for Max Keebler.
There you perfect. Go. There you go. Perfect.
Mr. and Mrs. Keebler.
The eyebrows.
Are you going to make that face when you do it?
Yes.
You can also announce Harry and Tark.
All right, everybody. We're going to take time to get yourself a drink. I got to use the restroom. I'll be right back.
You cannot do that. That cannot happen.
Okay, so let's circle back to the beginning of this. Bridezilla and Chillzilla. There is two different types of brides. And did you know that when you are a Chillzilla, they say that that could cause problems? And if you're a Bridezilla,
really?
That could cause problems. So you have to fall somewhere in the middle. Because when you're a Chillzilla, you know, you're not getting like shit done. You're being passive. You're probably getting walked all over as far as, okay, like whatever people want. It's not about your day, whatever, because you're so chill, right? And then you're probably procrastinating and, you know, things aren't on schedule, etc. So that kind of bride could get like in, you know, some deep water. But then the Bridezilla can also get in like deep water because, you know, some chicks have been like so over the top that during the engagement time, they don't even get to the wedding because they get dumped.
Right. I think Bridezillas are people who expect people to do things for them, which that is not me at all. I hate when people do things for me. Not hate, but I don't like asking people to do things for me. So I've just been doing everything myself.
Okay, so you think part of being a Bridezilla is the expectation of the people around you while you're engaged and what they should be doing for your wedding.
Correct. And I have seen that and know people who are like that. And I'm not like that.
Okay.
Would you agree?
I agree.
Yeah. I just don't like feeling a burden on anybody or feeling like I owe anybody anything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do have really great friends who have definitely helped me. And I'm very lucky with especially all the girls in my bridal party. I have the bestest friends.
Yeah.
But I would never expect them to like... plan my caterer or, you know, look at venues.
Yeah.
What about, have they planned the bachelorette party?
Yeah. Mexico.
Oh God.
We're going, we're booked.
Oh my God.
So, hopefully I come back alive.
When you guys are flying down, is it going to be like bridesmaids where like some of you are up in first class and some are in the back? Sorry, we're back here because we're poor.
That's funny. I'll definitely be in the back if that was the case. But actually, probably, yeah. I'm sure
so
I have a couple of girlfriends.
So you're going to Mexico for a resort. What's Max doing for bachelor party? Is it going to be on the same weekend or?
No, he has nothing planned. So, yeah. What do you think he should do? He is in between like potentially going golfing, potentially going to like a lake house. And then
when I did mine, we went road golf, go-karts.
You did not.
We did.
Oh yeah. I'm pretty sure with yours, that was probably a very small portion of your bachelorette party. I could picture whatever happened at yours. You probably will not tell us.
I think, oh no.
Ezra,
where did you sleep?
You went go-karting.
Night.
What else do you do?
I'm not saying what else.
Ezra, where'd you go? Where'd you guys go?
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
You're the one who brought it up.
Are there any rules? So here's another thing. Like you hear you see in the movies and then you hear in real life people like saying, this is my last hurrah. This is my bachelor and bachelorette party. And this is the time to get it all out of my system. is there a limit?
For us specifically?
I don't know. I've been to some crazy bachelor parties that...
That's what I'm asking. Like, that's what I'm asking. What have you guys seen? And do you agree with me? You see, like, people that are like, last hurrah. And I'm like, what does that mean, last hurrah?
I think some of it also is heavily influenced by who you're with. Mm. I do think that plays into it. Last hurrah just means your last night out. Single with your boys, you know.
But see, you just said a key word. You said single. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because but you're not technically single, though.
You're not right. Technically, but so did you see how easily he slid that but in there?
But there ain't no ring on the finger.
Right. See, this is their mindset. Like, I'm still single because right. I'm not married yet.
That is a very typical mindset of a young male. Uh-huh. I'm single, but that's not my mindset anymore.
Do you think it's Max's mindset?
I do not. I mean, I don't know Max that well, but I know him well enough that I don't pick up that vibe.
Yeah, there's no way. He would be crying.
Yeah, your Max is like, he's going, I can totally picture his, you know, party being more like golf and like guy's day. And, you know, I don't know, just like very, you know, innocent.
Yeah. I know. I hope like they do get like strippers for him or something though, just for like
chaperone the fun. Max's bachelor party.
You can go if you want to. He would probably just invite you. You could be a attendee.
Ezra, you would not be the chaperone.
I would be like asleep by 9 o'clock.
That's funny.
I remember I went to a bachelor party one time and I was older. I was probably 35. I went to a bachelor party and it was mostly guys in their 20s. And maybe I was a little younger than that, but you know, we all met downtown at this apartment. We were playing beer pong and stuff and waiting. It was like 9 o'clock, waiting until probably like 11 to go out to the bars. And I think I left when they were heading out to the bars. I think I left and went home to go to bed.
That sounds like something Max would do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, once you've already been out to the bars and done that stuff, like you've already done all that.
You're over it. Yeah.
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 Because obviously you're now getting married. And I feel like when you're getting married, it's because you are ready for that stage in your life.
To be. Yeah. Done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah. Especially, I mean, we've waited so long to get married. Like, I mean, we've pretty much got married. I always say we got married when we were 18 years old because we've been
together.
Yeah. And just like we've worked together and done all that stuff. So
how long are you guys going to wait to have kids?
Ooh, I'll be married when I'm 20. Maybe they don't want to
have kids. Do you want kids?
Yeah, we do. I'll be married when I'm 26. So I'll be 26 when I'm getting married. So probably like a year.
So like when we record, are we going to have a playpen and put the baby in the playpen?
Oh my goodness. Well, that would be like 2.5 years from now.
If you ever need me to babysit, let me know.
You're my first option. How did you know?
My doctor says I can start babysitting again now that I'm back on my medication.
Yeah.
So I mean, even though I'm not allowed around schools, it was just a misunderstanding.
Oh God! Someone's gonna think you're serious.
Weirdo.
It was all just a misunderstanding.
So how much longer do we have until your wedding?
Like a year.
1 year. Okay. We'll be checking in on how this proceeds because really right now we can't officially diagnose if you're a bridezilla or a chillzilla.
Oh, really? What do you guys think as of right now?
I mean, right now I feel like you're pretty chill.
Yeah.
But I want to see like, you know, as it approaches and things get really close, you know, we'll know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we can raffle off a seat to a listener.
Yeah, we could do that. Ooh. We could do that. And P.S. if you Hilla are Beans
prize pack.
Let's talk about the prize pack. We did a tournament with the Hilla Beans group and we still the person that won the March Madness bracket for the Hilla Beans has not claimed their prize pack. So I think we need to come up, you know, let's give it, you know, another week or two. And then if they don't claim it, let's do something for the listeners, you know, or the people that did play in the March Madness and do something with them to have an opportunity to win that.
Well, part of the problem is I already told the second place runner up that they would get it if the first place person never comes forward.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind. Scratch that.
I mean, we could still do something if you want to do another contest.
We do need to come up with something.
But yeah, the first place one, if you listen to this podcast and you were in the Hilla Beans March Madness bracket through the ESPN app, right? Mm-hmm. If you played that, go check and see if you won. And if you did, email us your address, name and address at hofbeans@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And we'll send you the prize. But as of right now, whoever won has not come forward.
They have not. We are looking for you.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, we will keep following up with Lauren over the next year as she progresses with her wedding and see how she's doing. And obviously give you any scoop on any drama with that, if there is any, but maybe she will stay like chill, right?
Hopefully.
You can do it.
I think I'll be okay. I think the planning stuff I'll be okay with.
Yeah, you got this.
I'm probably going to get nervous the day of just like walking down the aisle and people looking at me though. So don't look at me.
Okay,
don't look at her when she walks down the aisle.
If I'm going to MC this, do I have to do anything during the wedding at the church?
It's a Catholic wedding.
You want to marry us?
I don't need to.
Just tell the priest to move over. Don't worry, I'll let him know.
Move over five.
Ezra just wants to MC so I give the dogs to somebody else. Uh-huh. That's what he's trying to do.
All right, we're going to check out this episode. You guys check us out on Hill of Beans with Ezra and Casey. Wherever you listen to your podcast, give us a thumbs up and subscribe. If you want to get hold of us, just shoot us an email at hofbeans@gmail.com. Peace.